Right now it is time for
Make a
this
note.
Week,
you heard
this
him.
Week in the Lakeville Journal. And I do believe in our center studio, Cynthia.
Arthur's my favorite movie.
Arthur?
Yeah.
I'll alert the media.
Favorite.
And
yeah.
Anne is there.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, there we go. We got to lead it to that microphone. And chiming in, the next member of the choir, Janet Manco.
That's right. Good morning.
Well, boy, do you have a cold?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a morning thing. Sorry about that.
A furnace being on thing in the morning.
Yes, right?
She's dry refusing throat. To acknowledge it. Janet, I think you're getting a cold.
No, I really don't think so.
But if she isn't acknowledging it, then it isn't so. And that is the more important thing.
It isn't so until it's so, I think. That's something. Well, anyways, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Mistletoe on the Lakeville Journal. So if you hang this on.
And Holly.
If you hang this above a door frame so you can kiss somebody under it.
Yeah, who needs that?
No, that's Holly. That's not mistletoe.
It's not mistletoe?
No.
I always thought it was mistletoe. That's what we used in my house. Yeah, my grandmother used
I think we will have to have maybe it's a study on that and
maybe
do a story.
Yesterday I had to
maybe it's because
the...
she was Hungarian. Yeah. That's right.
Hungarian
maybe they
didn't
have Holly. Maybe they just had mistletoe. All right. Yeah, get the song. I saw that Mommy Kissing Daddy Claus.
Underneath the mistletoe.
Underneath
Daddy
the mistletoe.
Claus.
So I'm not that crazy.
I'm thinking that it is mistletoe.
It is. But we'll go on from this. Because winter is here. And Patrick Sullivan's story, motorists faced with snow and rain.
This was a rolling article in the sense that we had to keep adding to it. We cobbled together basically three articles put together. So, of course, on Saturday, even though it wasn't that much snow, it was apparently
it was
a super treacherous snow. And
it
so the
enough.
State police were emailing us throughout the day saying, you know, ultimately 354 car accidents and a number more assists. We have the total number in here. So I went to the police station on Saturday and I got just the police calls from that day. They were all related to snow on the road. And I'm going back today to get the Sunday morning ones and then the ones from yesterday. So we should have an entire page of snow-related car incidents. A reminder to everybody to take your time.
It happens the first time every year. It's like people just go into this brain block and forget that there's snow on the road.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people hadn't put their snows on yet. But also, we mentioned in the article, people driving through Salisbury might have seen that there were these stripes on the road at all the downhill sharp curves. And so they had put some they used to at that house fire.
They pre-treat the roads.
Yeah. They used, you know, there was that grooving that they did at the house near our former office that where people kept driving into the fence. So I thought, oh, good, they're grooving the road, but it's not. It's just a chemical treatment. I wouldn't say it seemed to help because I was behind some people on those sections of road.
Where it helps is that before they get out, when the first initial snow starts to fall, it's supposedly meant to make it be slushy until they can get out, not accumulate.
Well, didn't happen this week.
Yeah. What the heck?
But I was also surprised on Tuesday morning at how many school buses were out because I feel like in the past few years, anytime there's even a threat of snow, there's no school. And this was, you know, that was significantly
well, school was
messy.
Delayed today.
Oh, there you go.
School was delayed today for 2 hours.
For 2 hours.
That's why there's no buses in front of
you. All right. So, well, anyways, winter is here and there's the shaggiest looking. I'm sorry.
It was the only one I could. Actually, I saw that on the way to the police station.
It looks like it's a walking dead snowman.
Apparently it was dead by the next day. But it was over at East Meadow in Canaan. I saw it on my way to the police station. I was thinking, I need a photograph to illustrate this idea of snow. And I was like, I'm not going to get a car tire with snow kicking up. Oh, there's a snowman.
But there's a snowman in the middle of Lakeville that is on his face yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So
they were all
sad.
Gone by yesterday.
So
like the song.
All right. We'll go to Shaw Isaacson. His story, Case and Minor discuss the state budget and senior issues.
So this was an interesting story. Craig Minor and Jay Case had come in Winsted, and there were a lot of people on Social Security and Medicare, and they were concerned that the state conversation about the Medicare savings program was going to delay their checks from coming. So they reassured them the checks are coming. They talked a little bit about the budget, basically said, you know, what we've been hearing in all of our towns is, phew, we missed a bullet. It's not quite as bad as we thought it was going to be, but it's still not great.
They missed the bullet, but there's more bullets in the gun, so they have to watch out.
Yeah,
every year.
Unfortunately.
Every year.
Yep. Boar's Fest is ending in Winsted?
You know, I've just started learning about the wonders of Winsted as Shaw Isaacson is doing his wonderful job of writing for us and as we incorporate the Winsted Journal into the Lakeville Journal. And I, for years, thought the Boar's Head Festival had something to do with cold cuts, but it has nothing to do with cold cuts. It's just this really funky medieval holiday festival. And when we started covering Winsted, Janet said, oh, the Boar's Head Festival is really a big deal. You're going to find it really interesting, which I think I would have. But and this is a story that we all can identify. They've been doing it for 27 years. They started rehearsals in November for the January 2018 festival, and they just couldn't get enough people. So they've put it, they're saying it's over now. It may come back someday, but I'm kind of sorry.
That's too bad. Well, that's like me. Years ago, I didn't, until like 6 years ago, I really thought they shot turkeys in turkey shoes.
Yeah, I did too.
Yes, right.
I didn't realize
that
they shoot a ham.
I didn't realize they shot at targets to win turkeys.
And then you win a turkey, yeah.
I thought it was the cruelest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I think you're overestimating the ability of people to hit a moving turkey. No. Although, people do seem to just...
I just learned that now, and I've been driving by that sign for 30 years.
They gave me a gun, because I went out there to cover it, and they a real nice gun and the target, and I tried 5 times.
Yeah.
Didn't win a turkey.
I didn't even get the target.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Practice. Yeah.
Stay in radio.
All right, that's exactly right. this is a sad story. I mean, just listen to this first line. A 24-year-old daughter killed by a drunken driver who was unlicensed and on probation. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Crushed to death. It's a horrible story. I've known Ted Dobson for years. I remember when Maura had died, and it was up in Sheffield. We didn't really cover it. Bridget Ruthman, a former Lakeville Journal reporter, did an outstanding job covering it for the Waterbury, where she works, and won a lot of awards for it. But Ted had called me up, and... The case, so he is trying to sue the state government and the Monroe Police Department because he feels that his daughter would still be alive today if this guy had been put back in prison for grossly violating his probation. So the details of the story are in here. But, you know, after reading about 100 pages of legal documents on this, you just can't get it out of your head. It's just the most horrible, sad story. So Ted, a Sheffield resident and the owner of Equinox, the farm greens, and his wife Ann Banks, who's a teacher at Indian Mountain School, and the very sad loss of their daughter, who many people knew. It's a two-part story. We tried to explain what it was that happened, the sequence of events. The second part will be in next week's paper.
Okay, Tim Abbott with Nature's Notebook on the front page.
Speaking of remembering things that maybe aren't important to people of a new generation, he talks a lot about Wild Kingdom with Marlon Perkins and Jim. Jim's going to rustle the alligator now. And talks about how it was so magical to him as a kid to watch Wild Kingdom and how he's become a little blasé about it. And for Tim to become blasé, Tim's always noticing nature stuff out there. It was a reminder to him. He was out walking, and a bobcat ran right by him. He didn't even look at it. And just kind of saying this, oh, yeah, I have to, you know, let's take a moment to appreciate the nature around us. A lot of foxes this year. A fox ran out in front of my car.
Yeah, a lot of foxes. I've noticed that on the way in.
Which then has...
Healthy-looking foxes.
It has to do then with rabbits.
Yeah. If there's a lot of foxes, then they eat the rabbits, and then it's cyclical, I was told.
All right, I want to go inside because we got a couple things. Once again, the vigil for Sandy Hook is coming up on Friday.
5:30 to 7 at St. Mary's Church. And it's been 5 years, I guess.
It's hard to believe. Seems like it was yesterday. Unbelievable. Yeah. And the good news on this page, real good news, once again, the FFA at Housatonic Valley Visual High School, the holiday greens on sale right through Christmas.
And if you look at the photo above, for our housewarming party, Janet suggested, and we did, we went out, we got a nice chunk of Cabot cheese because Cabot makes, it's a co-op, so they use dairy, they use milk from all of our local farms. Our local farms.
That was from Housatonic Valley Regional High School, which does sell those Cabot cheeses along with all the greens and trees you need for the holidays.
And you should have had cheese at your office because it used to be a cheese
store.
It used to be a cheese factory.
right. That's how it began.
That's right.
Mark Burdick from the FFA at Housatonic, right?
Yeah. I remember when it opened up as cheese.
Right.
Well, that's a cheesy story. We'll move on.
Right.
That's terrible. I'm sorry, but I've been storing that up for a while to use. Our town...
Well done remembering it.
That's right. Selectman plan for bridge repairs.
This is a story that runs across. So part of the reason why we wanted to put all of our town government stories on one or two pages together is it's interesting as you go through here, who's getting money and who's not from the state. And I think that the other selectmen don't necessarily know this. So, for instance, you have Well, so Cornwall's getting ready to do a bunch of bridge repairs, and I'd say Gordon Ridgway is getting to be an expert on bridges, and so many of our towns sit on water in a way that we don't really realize. Cornwall is a little bit like Venice. It's got so many bridges. But when you look on the next page, you've got Kent and North Canaan, and you've got Kent kind of going, wow, we got a bunch of money from the state. We're really lucky. We're the only ones. And then you have North Canaan saying, yeah, we didn't get any money from the state. We thought we were going to get a bunch of money from the state. So that's, you know, interesting way to look at our six towns. But so to get back to the other Our Towns page, I went over to one of those new little vintage shops in Canaan, the one at the former Jim's Garage, and it's great. And somebody went into the other one, which is called Brooks Ventures, over what used to be the health food store, so we'll do a story on that too. But it's called Old Soul, the one over at the former Jim's Garage, and has great stuff, like super quirky, really interesting, new stuff, old stuff. And that's Deb Keller, the owner, with her cute dog.
All right. Speaking about old stuff, BW's Eagle Eye is going to close.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was called BW's because it's Barbara Walker, and she has an eagle eye. And so she's been there for 26 years. And, of course, this is also a moment when Saperstein's is up for sale. So two long-time, really important businesses. And we just have to all make sure that Turney stays open for another long period because these are really iconic stores in the town. And I don't think that any of them are closing because the business climate is necessarily bad.
Just into business a long time.
They've been there a long time.
Got to move on with your life sooner or later.
Yeah, I think it just gets exhausting. So so we'll miss them. But big sales coming up throughout this month.
Nice picture of a former First Selectman, Pat McCare, with her bench and plaque.
And her two grandchildren. And Pat's idea of retiring is to become chairman of the Lee Kellogg Board of Education and also become a member of the Region 1 Board of Education. So she's an amazing woman. We're lucky to have her.
All right. And the new board was welcomed in Salisbury.
That's right.
Well.
That's going to be an interesting. It's interesting watching how these different boards adjust to what it's like to be on a board and how they all come in full of enthusiasm, which we love, and we hope that they will manage to keep it up.
Well, I don't know if you watched the beginning, the Region 1 board when it's formulated. They had an election of officers.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Weigel was elected as vice chair.
Yeah.
She didn't want it.
I was going to say.
And so somebody else looked at it. She said, well, I don't want it.
Yeah. She'll be great, though.
I know.
She'll be a great treasurer.
Yeah, she'll be great. That's what she is now. Because that's what she does. But anyways, it was funny to watch. All right, we'll go on to the T-shirt farm.
I love this place. This guy's so funny. Sal Esnato. I had a bunch of T-shirts, and I was going apple picking with some friends, and I went in there and had, you know, six T-shirts custom made. It was very reasonable, and they helped me design it. And just Sal is super, super funny and does T-shirts for rock bands. He does the T-shirts for Daryl Hall when he goes on tour. But you can go in with any design that you want, and they'll actually do it on the computer right in front of you. And they have nice cotton. So Caitlin Lyle did a nice story in the shop. And, of course, holiday time when you have a lot of family coming, why not do a funny commemorative T-shirt?
All right. You've got a story from Winchester by Shaw about the deadly drug crisis in 2017.
You know, I think that even though we hear about it all the time, I think that we maybe get a sense around here that the drug crisis isn't as bad as it had been. And so in Winstead, the police chief had been invited in to give some statistics. And, you know, we shouldn't be surprised that it's much, much worse and it's getting worse.
All right. On our school's page, for young offenders, a second chance.
Back in the old days when Pete Lawson was a selectman in Falls Village, he used to talk about how when he was a state trooper, there was a little bit more of an opportunity for a policeman to not arrest a young person and have something go in their permanent record, but to sort of have a serious conversation with them and the family and say, let's see if we can pull you back in line. And so this is a new program from Youth Service Bureau and the state police, I believe. Just to sort of maybe work with kids who have strayed a little bit rather than go immediately to getting something on their record. So that seems like a very optimistic, great program.
Just brings me back. I remember riding with I won't name who years ago after high school, and we were pulled over. We had a case of beer in the trunk. We're out of age. The officer asked for the key for the trunk, and the person driving the car said, oh, I lost the key. I can't get it open. So the officer said, can I please see the key? In the ignition, he opened up the trunk, and there was a case of beer. But we didn't get arrested. He just took the case of beer. Closed the trunk and said, don't let me catch on the road again for a while.
Yeah.
Back in the old days.
Yeah.
Local justice.
It was different. All right. And we talked about the new chairman for the Region 1 board out of Sharon, Bob Whalen.
Yep, who's great and is also the head of Habitat, a very community-oriented person and also super organized. It seems like the trend this year is for chairman to be saying of all these different boards to go, I'm looking for a 30-minute meeting. I'm not looking for a two-hour meeting, which, of course, makes my reporters happy, as long as they're efficient and get everything done and hear everybody's public comments.
And the school in Kent has a new board
That's
of education.
That's right. Alan Priot, who was an excellent chairman and had actually stepped in after somebody had resigned from the board and moved out of town. So Alan has resigned from the board. Marty Lindenmeyer, who's fantastic, very organized, very clear thinker, is head of that new board. And Gonzalo Garcia Pedrosa, who works, I think, at South Kent School or Kent School, is the vice chairman.
All right. The gingerbread house secret, Patrick Sullivan. Yeah.
So I had lunch with Caroline Birchfield yesterday, the wonderful from Noble Horizons. And she's a Hotchkiss community member and is working with the Hotchkiss students to do more community service and is very eager for people to know that the students are available and really want to do community service projects. So if you're interested, send me an email and I'll be happy to put you in touch with Caroline. But one of their little projects they did was Hotchkiss students went over and made gingerbread houses with the kids there. And apparently it was quite funny. She and Patrick both said, and Patrick wrote a very understated, funny article about it, and you'll have to read it to find out why it's funny.
And the reason I brought up the story about the trunk of the car is I saw in the obituary Stan Sejral passed away. Stan was a state police officer.
Yeah.
He was the one that asked for the key.
Was he?
Car. Really?
Grew up later on where he dated my stepdaughter. His son dated my stepdaughter.
Wow.
When I found out his father was Stan Sejral, I brought back memories. Yeah, that's the great thing about being in an area as long as dirt, is that, you know, all these things tie together.
Yeah, amazing life. Janet, did you know him? Do you want to say anything?
Yes, he was a Rotarian for years, and that's where I knew him from. And just, you know, Marshall, that story doesn't surprise me about him in that he just had a side, you know, he was a serious guy, but just had a side to him that was full of fun, too, and understood human nature very well. He was a great guy.
And don't get me wrong, if you did something really, really wrong, you got taken to the pokey, and you go call. But if he caught you before you actually did something really, really wrong, it was a different type of atmosphere back then. Yeah. I don't want to say that he wasn't a very, because he was a good police officer.
You didn't want to cross him, you know, and he took it seriously. But yeah, he had a whole different side too.
All right, we got the sports page. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, isn't that a great photo? So three young women, and of course we have this great Salisbury Redhawks Learn to Skate program here. And, you know, young ladies play on it, young little boys play on it, everybody, you know, and learn to be skaters. If you're a skater, you know the best skaters are the hockey skaters. So these young women, and also if you know people who are hockey players, they drive unbelievable distances. They get up at the crack of dawn. So very dedicated, these three young ladies. And for the first time, there's going to be a co-op women's hockey ice hockey team for Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and they'll be driving quite a lot. If you see these girls, like, you know, give them a pat on the back because they're working hard for this, but very excited and happy to be doing it. And then John Torsiello, who wrote that nice article, also wrote about Pinewoods, the indoor tennis club in Torrington, which has indoor tennis in winter as well as a fitness club. And Shaw wrote a nice article about Morselmonk, which if you drive into Winsted, you almost always drive by Morselmonk at some point, and it's a sports store and a toy store, and you can buy, if you like to have a big item under the tree, they have stand-up paddle boards and paddleboard accessories for sale.
You know, John Matthews, his daughter played hockey.
Oh.
For many, 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 many years, and into college.
Oh my gosh.
Into college, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot of, it's something else, and I don't like going on ice at all, so we'll just move on.
It's slippery, as we know. It's
I don't even like to walk on ice ever.
No.
Did you ever skate, Marshall?
I skated once, and
well, we know you never skied.
Well, I skated once. My family used to set up a nice big thing. We had a pool, that big lake, and I fell and twisted my ankle, and I never put skates on again.
Yeah.
Don't blame you.
Can you give me something in the summer that I can twist my ankle with? All right. Let's go on to the opinion page. Compromise wasted money in Winsted healthcare settlement.
Right. Winsted has had this controversy ongoing where the Super Saver food store in the middle of town was going to close no matter what. It's the same situation we were just talking about with Millerton, where the owner, John Dwan, was just ready to retire and couldn't find a buyer for that food store. You know, it was big as far as a center of town food store, but not big enough for the big chains that are looking at food stores. So, you know, he was looking at another alternative with a health center moving in, and It came up against town planning issues because really, as Winsted is going through its own little mini renaissance now, their planning and zoning is very aware of what goes into these spaces to try to incrementally improve the center of town. So this is an interesting topic, and we've been covering it in the Winsted Journal for, you know, a couple of years. It seems like a couple of years, maybe it's a year. And, take a read. For those of us who think, well, you know, Winsted's far from my town, why should I care? Winsted is a urban center that we should care about if it's healthy or not, and this puts it on the road to that. So take a read.
Aaron, you've got letters to the editor once again. I like the green gift ideas.
Yes. That's from Earth Talk. We love it when we can fit a little bit of Earth Talk into our pages, and the Millerton News runs it every week, too. Yes, give that a look because holidays are here, and let's be kind to the environment at the same time. And don't miss Earl Brecker's letter about Western being there to serve the Northwest corner. He did a series of letters on this, and it's really important to our region that the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, known as Western, remain there. And it looks as if, with the help of our representative in Hartford, Brian Oler, we have kept it open. We'll see. But read Earl's letter.
Peter Steiner's cartoon got that cowboy hat perfect.
Yeah.
He got the cowboy hat perfect in that cartoon.
Didn't he? And yeah, he did that before he knew the outcome of the election. And he said, you know, I think it works either way. I agreed.
It does. It does. All right. Yeah. The chasm between the seen and the not seen.
Yeah. Right. Tom Shachman in his series on arrogance. I think you'll be able to guess that this is about the many prominent men who have been accused of sexual harassment or other sexual abuse, and Tom gets into what's behind it, as he always does.
All right, we can... Net neutrality.
Something I still don't understand.
All I can tell you is I'm against it, and every small business should be against it because... Your bandwidth can be eaten up by your competitor if they have more money, and if you want faster speeds, you'll have to pay ransom fees.
Pay for it, right? And that vote is coming today, I think.
So I'm going to ask this one more time. It's not neutral, right? Net neutrality means not neutral.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
It's not. It's not.
Because every time I hear about it, I think, well, what's wrong with neutral? Okay.
Yeah, actually, read this. Phil Truax does describe net neutrality as the principle behind internet service providers and the governments regulating the internet should treat all data on the internet the same.
The same.
What they're doing is stopping net neutrality now with this vote.
It's like you're on a highway that is six lanes, and everybody's got the same access in the six lanes, and all of a sudden the government says, okay, you folks with cheaper cars, you get two lanes, everybody else gets four lanes.
Right. And and Philip uses a river analogy, so you can, you know, pick your metaphor. But anyway.
All right. The health. We'll go to health. And then...
Peter Markowitz, a fantastic chiropractor. My daughter and I go to him, has started doing acupuncture. I'm always surprised when I'm in that office. It's not sort of an out there kind of a practice. Really, a lot of local, you know, truckers, landscapers, everybody is going and getting chiropractic and acupuncture. Great ways to ease, especially lower back pain. And I've noticed people at some events lately wearing face masks. So I asked at the hospital. Generally, the sense is it comes through your hands. Make sure you wash your hands. Cough into the crook of your mouth. But if you do have a bad cold, you're in a large group, you can think about a face mask.
All right, let's go on to
Compass.
Yeah.
Hi, Marshall. Hi, Jill. Hi, Janet. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
There you are.
Hi. We have a Christmas carol on the cover, which is being performed by the Berkshire Theater Group. It's a community production, so we didn't do a review of it, but I think we're pretty safe with Dickens. And it will be it's at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, and it's supposed to be a great production. We also have, my first story here is Peter Busby's Monumental Vessels in Torrington. There's a show at Five Points Gallery, which has been doing really great stuff since they've opened. And this is a huge show I mean, a show of huge pieces by Peter Busby, but there are also two other Connecticut artists featured. We're kind of focusing on his work because he's from Cornwall, and he does these enormous pieces in steel, horses and trouts and big animals, but this particular show are done with steel and wood, and they are like giant Egyptian vessels, and you should really go see it at Five Points Gallery. Then we have a book review. Kurt Anderson spoke last week, did a reading at the Gunn Library in Washington, or Washington Depot, I get them mixed up. And we were unable to go because it was a snow day. It got canceled, and then they changed it to the time of our open house at the Lakeville Journal, which none of us were willing to miss. So Bruce Paddock, who I think is a wonderful writer, did a book review of the book, and he talks about Kurt Anderson has written a book all about how we got to the current state we're in now, which is, I call it the history of fake news. But it basically, he talks about how there are these different realities in America. There's people who believe that there are anti-vaxxers, anti-GMOers. There's people who believe in conspiracy theories about JFK's assassination. Some people passed around the rumor that Hillary was running a child pornography ring out of a pizza parlor. In any case, but people do believe these things. And the book really discusses how these fantasies become reality. And that's all I have to say.
We have about 30 seconds left.
Okay. Then we have a review by Leon Graham of a great show in Sharon at Standard Space. And then we have, I think, a wonderful story about your winter garden. And it's choices to make your winter garden more colorful rather than just full of dead plants and dead shrubs. Then we have Leon's review of the movie about Hedy Lamarr, who was not only a beautiful movie actress, she was also an inventor. And that's it.
And last minute shopping. These are your local retailers. Support them.
All right.
Thanks. That's right. Well done.
Shop local.
We will speak to you guys next week, and then you'll have a week off.
That's right.
Everybody will.
Take care, guys.
You too.
Bye.
That is This Week in the Lakeville Journal here on Robin Hood Radio. You'll find them, of course, on the web at Robin Hood Radio, at tricornernews.com, and also on Facebook.